Welcome, crazy hooligans, to Cinema Spill, where I, your host, Humphrey Burns, will help you dive into the world of movies and explore different aspects of them and why and how they've impacted our society at large, along with ratings, reviews, and rankings, while having some fun and some interesting trivia that you may want to share with your friends, if you so feel so inclined. Full disclaimer for this podcast, I do not claim credit for these shared facts as my own. The rankings, reviews, and ratings shared on this podcast are my own opinion. I hope you enjoy. Alright guys, it's true. The second week with two episodes in a week. Okay, so I have to say, so just so you know, yes, this is part of the MCU still, so the subtitles of the episodes are a little muddled. It's like, you know, 22 or 23, and 23 or 23, well, this is technically the 24th, but like, it's tying up the 23 movies that are of the, Infinity Saga. This is Phase 4 now. So, this is the first feature-length film of Phase 4. We've had WandaVision, and we've got Falcon the Winter Soldier, and we've got Loki, and whatever other stuff that they've come out with that I can't think of at the moment. And I have to say, though, this movie, Black Widow, released in 2021, you know, it's supposed to be 2020, due to COVID-19 restrictions and all that jazz. It was very refreshing to see in theaters. And I think there was something that was like a little bit off about this movie. Okay? So they could have easily. Can I just soapbox for a second? Don't get me wrong. This movie is actually a really good movie. I like it. As a good standalone. That's it. You know, and when this movie first was like introduced and like, oh, it's 2020, oh crap, it's gonna be only on Disney Plus, blah blah blah. But then they could easily put on Disney Plus and everything. Well, why did they keep pushing it back? They could easily put it off when they did. And then there was theories that were coming out that were saying like, oh, there were some people in the theory world that were saying this movie is the biggest one yet and they needed to put this in, so they put it on purpose, you know, blah blah blah. You see it, and honestly, and I'm just gonna be completely honest with this, it was very much a letdown. Very disappointing. I think the biggest thing is because, you know, Phase 4, first movie in 2 years, the MCU. I mean, I guess you could let it breathe a little bit, but still, you know, we're thinking, oh, this is going to be so big, this is going to answer so many questions, blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't. It's just a filler. This movie is just a filler, and I'm sorry, but this is, no. Don't need to do that. And it's very much like Solo, a Star Wars Story. I have to say, I'm sorry, but it's just like, why? Why do you have to do that? I'm sorry. It's just like, with Solo, a Star Wars Story, it answered questions no one was asking. You could say the same thing about Rogue One, but still, at least that made sense as you tied it with the story. But very much like Solo, it answered questions no one was asking. Honestly, I don't think anyone really cared about, like, you know, I know Black Widow's a good character. They wanted to bring Scarlett Johansson back into Scarlett, the Black Widow and everything. But, and I guess they probably needed to explain, Yelena, but no. They could have done it a lot better. I think part of this is because we were so disappointed. I was disappointed in the fact that, like, it was supposed to be, like, the next big thing. It's gonna be propelling Phase 4, and what's gonna happen right out, you know, with end of Endgame and everything, blah blah blah. No. And I think part is also another thing is that we already knew how this movie was gonna end. Like, we already know how her story is gonna end. We already know where she fits in the timeline based on obvious clues, obviously, like, you know, dialogue and a few other things. But, like, by golly, why? Like, in a lot of ways, why was this movie created? Don't get me wrong, it's a good movie, but as I said, disappointing. Very disappointing. Yeah. It was just very meh to me. It was good. It got some good action moments, but good action flick, good standalone action flick, but I think it was just, we were expecting more. We were expecting more stuff to be started with the MCU, but it was just an unnecessary origin story that no one was asking for. The same thing we argued with Captain Marvel, like, back in, you know, I covered that a while ago, and I said the same thing. Like, it was like, okay, do we really need to know about this extra stuff about Captain Marvel? I mean, I understand the need to add her for Endgame, but do we, like, I mean, I guess it'd be kind of nice to know that kind of stuff, but still. Black Widow, I mean, like, we got enough about her backstory in her dream sequence in Avengers Age of Ultron. Why do we need more? I'm sorry I'm crapping over this movie, but that's how I feel. It's just, this movie was a letdown for me. It's not horrible, but it's just not what I expected. But that, I have to admit, there are some pretty funny moments in the movie. There are some pretty funny moments in this movie that are worth it, but not necessary. I mean, even calling back stuff from the original Avengers movie. You know, there's that throwaway line in when they're fighting the aliens and everything. She goes, "This is like Budapest all over again." And Clint goes, "You and I remember Budapest very differently." Well, we didn't need to know about that. We didn't need to know about them hiding in the air ducts. We didn't need to know that. But I have a soft spot for Budapest because I actually have family heritage in Budapest. My great-great-grandfather, my second great-grandfather and his parents came to the United States from Hungary, on the Carpathia, which was the ship that saved the passengers in the Titanic. Anyway, that's that. Now I thought that was fun to have that in there. So, oh, that's what Hungary looks like. But yeah. What else do I need to say about this movie? Taskmaster. What's the same? What's the Taskmaster? I'm so used to seeing Taskmaster being a guy. Why do you need to be a brainwashed Black Widow? And I wish they kind of added more to what Taskmaster did. I think part of it is the thick Russian accents and stuff. But, like, I want, like, a little bit more explanation of who she is and what Taskmaster is and why he exists. I want more of that. I don't want to know about Black Widow's backstory. Sorry, but it's kind of true. Yeah, it's... And if you obviously don't know or don't know about context clues, this movie fits in the timeline in a very weird spot. It's set after Captain America Civil War. So obviously I'm not going to read you the whole series and go, oh, this is where it fits in the timeline. No. As far as, like, it spans from Captain America Civil War to Infinity War. But obviously if you follow my train of thought here, it covers from Captain America Civil War over there, so it's like, it's hard to pinpoint exactly where it fits, but I would personally fit this movie about the same time as Doctor Strange, like, as far as watching it, because even in that one, they fit context with the ending scenes of that, so I would maybe put I would probably put it like, because like, you can't separate Doctor Strange, Ragnarok, Infinity War. You can't separate those. So I would have to put that one right before Doctor Strange. That's where I would put it. And of course, you know, the pre-credit scene, yeah, that kind of negates the stuff for Infinity War, but that's where it fits. It's very loose. And so that's one other thing that really disappoints and very disappointing about this movie. It's where this fits in the timeline. So that's what I'm saying. It's just why? And as I said, not necessary. Good movie, it's not necessary. But yeah, that's what I have to say about Black Widow for a minute. But we're gonna take a quick break real quick. Yeah, look at some IMDb stuff. They've already put some IMDb stuff here for this movie, which is interesting. I was just looking at these before I recorded, and I was like, huh, interesting. So we're going to look at those for a second. And take a quick break real quick. Okay? All right. I'm your host, Humphrey Burns. Listen to Simba Spill. We're talking about Black Widow Overdose in 2021. All right, guys, let's just jump right into it, all right? I'm your host, Humphrey Burns, and this is Simba Spill. We're talking about Black Widow. It was in 2021. You know, it should have been in 2020, but yeah. And honestly, it should have been put on Disney Plus that year, too. But that's not the point. We're talking about some fun facts about this movie. So, we've got some stuff about this movie. You have to see it. I know time and time again, I tell people not to jump ahead. Listen to the episodes and watch the movies. But, like, try to watch the movies at the same time I talk to them, because then it makes more sense. So, one quick thing, though. I forgot to mention, there's one actress in this movie besides Scarlett Johansson that needs a little recognition in this movie. If you know your horror movies, you know your horror movies. And I actually mentioned a director in Endgame that perfectly fits in with, that ties in with this a little bit. Again, it's actually Florence Pugh, because, Pug, I don't remember. I think it's Pug. Anyway, she is in an Ari Aster horror film called Midsommar. As far as me covering that one and Hereditary, good luck. Because, by golly, those movies are rough to watch. I'm seeing Hereditary 3 times. I've seen Midsommar 2 times. And I think that's enough for a while. And also, they're just flat out just dark. Anyway, that's not the point. We're talking about Black Widow. We're talking about Black Widow, guys. Anyway, so, I just thought I'd give her a little shout out. Kind of fun that I mentioned Ari Aster in Endgame, but yeah. So, some fun facts about this movie. In the prison scene at 53 minutes and 48 seconds, Red Guardian shows a tattoo on his right shoulder of 2 roses. The 2 Russian names underneath them translate to Natasha and Liana. On July 6, 2020, it was announced that Marvel Studios executives, including Kevin Feige, were so impressed with Florence Pugh's performance in Yelena Belova that they plan to include her in future MCU films, and she may even become the new Black Widow. In fact, Feige stated that his film was written to showcase Belova just as much as Scarlett Johansson's Natasha Romanoff, which makes sense why she's in the post-credit scene when she's grieving Natasha's death. So, it's kind of an interesting entry where this movie spans from Captain America went to Civil War at the end of that, over to at the pre-credit scene in Infinity War, and then the post-credit scene is after Endgame. So it's like, it spans over a bit. So it's like, as I said, it doesn't fit. It's not a set in stone kind of thing, and it's ugh. There I say Florence Pugh. I thought I mentioned that because I saw that when I was gonna start doing the second half, and I was like, oh, I need to point that out, that connection between her and Ari Aster. So anyway, Yelena mistakenly calls Alexei the Crimson Dynamo rather than the Red Guardian. In the comics, Crimson Dynamo is a Russian supervillain and his powerful armor that usually fights Iron Man and has been a teammate with Red Guardian. Black Widow's wrist-mounted tasers are colored yellow. This is an homage to Russian Natasha Romanoff's classic Black Widow costume, which was all black suit with yellow bracelets instead of red. Or blue, whatever you want to look at it. Ever Anderson secured the role of young Natasha because she already speaks Russian and has a green belt in Taekwondo. The film is... I already mentioned that. This is Scarlett Johansson's ninth film playing Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow, if you include Captain Marvel. In prison, Alexei arm wrestles a giant prisoner named Ursa. In the comics, Ursa Major is a fellow Russian hero who has the ability to turn into a bear. Which makes sense. Ursa Major is a constellation, the Big Dipper. Scarlett Johansson asks her husband, Colin Jost, who is a big Marvel Universe fan. That's fun. I love that. Like, yeah, that's fun. To rehearse lines with the movie, from the movie with her. But he refused because he wanted to avoid any spoilers. Scarlett Johansson describes the film as its own genre, and even named Logan, 2017, as an influence along with The Fugitive in 1993, and Terminator 2, Judgment Day in 1991. At the time of the film's release, Scarlett Johansson is the only one to be featured in a film in each of the four phases of the MCU. Which is pretty cool, I think. But it's a shame, short-lived. Emma Watson, Saoirse Ronan. So, Emma Watson. If you don't know who Emma Watson is, she's obviously Belle in the Beauty and the Beast remake, and Hermione Granger in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and she's also in person Perks of Being a Wallflower. And yes, I will cover every part of the series eventually. She and Saoirse Ronan, who is played... Let's see, where she's been in? Not a whole lot, really, to be honest. She's in Little Women in 2019. She's also in Loving Vincent in 2017 and Lady Bird in 2017, but whatever, that's not the point. She and what's the other one here? Alice Engler? I don't know. She was in Beautiful Creatures, The Boyfriend Game, The Lovers, Ginger and Rosa. What else was she in? I think that's about it. That's enough mentioning. And then Florence, were considered for the role of Elena Blueva, with Watson being the front runner. Ultimately, Pogue was cast. Coincidentally, Watson and Roman were Pogue's co-star in Little Women. Both Scarlett Johansson and Marvel expressed interest in a potential Black Widow solo film several times over the preceding 10 years before development progressed, with the hiring of Jack Schulfer and Kate Shortland in 2018, even though Shortland had no experience in directing big budget action films. And honestly, it kind of shows. As I said, it was, why did they make this now? They could have made this any other point, and they made this now. I will always be confused why I didn't make the Black Widow movie sooner. Because honestly, they should have. They really should have. Chloe Zhao was first considered to direct the film, but first choice Eternals, but chose Eternals in 2021 instead. This film was supposed to be a kickoff phase 4, but the COVID-19 pandemic delayed film's release, as I said. It's the first feature-length film, but WandaVision took that in great succession. Great. David Hayter wrote a script and was set in to direct in 2004, when the character's film rights were still in Artisan Entertainment Lionsgate. So, a lot more pandemic stuff here. This is the first MCU movie to have an opening credit sequence since Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in 2017. David Harbour, this is David Harbour's third comic book feature after Suicide Squad in 2016 and Hellboy in 2019. David Harbour is the Red Guardian. He's also in Stranger Things. He is Hobbs. I think that's his name. And just Stranger Things, okay. No, I can't type anymore. Okay. So, yeah, Jim Hopper. There we go. And apparently it's going to be going on to 2022. So they're working on season 4, but it hasn't come out yet. My gosh. Come on. Let's get that in there, shall we? Let's get Stranger Things season 4. Anyway, Anyway, those are some fun facts about this movie. As I said, it's not the best one. I'm kind of disappointed about it. But you know what? It's not my job. It's strictly my hobby to accommodate about movies. So it's what it is. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed the 4 episodes in 2 weeks. So I probably won't do that again, but I thought I'd just do it since I watched it soon and I was finishing it up. So you know what? Let's wrap this all up in a big bow for 2 weeks. Boom, done. So, as I keep saying, please send me suggestions. I'm just guessing here. I'm just throwing out movies out there that people might want to watch. So, if you have any suggestions, you know where to go. SimonSpool.pod on Instagram and SimonSpool on Facebook. I'm your host, Humphrey Burns. This has been SimonSpool. And until next time, see you at the movies.